Last week, the House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Federal Lands held a hearing about an amendment to the Wilderness Act. California Republican Tom McClintock is sponsoring the measure that would, quote, ensure that the use of bicycles, wheelchairs, strollers, and game carts is not prohibited in wilderness areas and for other purposes.
Today, the subcommittee meets to consider four bills to help restore public access to the public lands.
And the one dealing with bikes is H.R. 1349. Now, what it does not do is specifically open up the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge to biking. Refuge staff weren't available for comment, but broadly speaking, a change in the Wilderness Act could be applicable to parts of the refuge where about 1.3 million acres have been designated wilderness. But we're a long way from that. Now, for some quick background. The Wilderness Act was first passed in 1964. Its main purpose is to preserve areas of federal land in their natural state. So that means there are broad categories of recreation and commercial activities that are off limits, including biking. And that's always been the rule on the refuge. Now, bikers are welcome nearby in the Chugach National Forest because that's managed by a different alphabet soup of agencies with different priorities and mandates.
People who enjoy mountain biking have just as much a right to use the public trails as those who enjoy hiking or riding, and our wilderness areas were never intended by Congress to prohibit mountain bikes.
McClintock has support from the Colorado-based nonprofit Sustainable Trails Coalition. The aptly named Ted Stroll is the president of its board of directors. He answered questions that were generally tailored to his cause, but he did have to explain how mountain biking is compatible with maintaining raw wilderness to Hawaii Democrat Colleen Hanabusa.
But when the bicycles themselves, the trail bikes and mountain bikes, have evolved so that it can transverse places that normal bicycles cannot, wouldn't you say that that's actually going against the original intent of your organization?
Okay, well, we stick to the trails. Mountain bikers are well known for doing this. It's hikers who cut switchbacks and go off the trail. And frankly, commercial profit-making pack trains do the same thing.
That little diss to hikers aside, this bill has a long way to go before previously closed-to-biking federal trails might be open to them. More hearings, for one. California Democrat Alan Lowenthal wasn't impressed with the all-pro-biking panel.
I have some concern that over the fact that today's witness panel does not represent anybody in the wide range of opposition to this bill, and there is a wide range of opposition. Given its controversial nature, it seems that we should be able to hear from many of the bill's opponents.
There are currently no other hearings scheduled for H.R. 1349, and it remains in subcommittee. A similar bill was filed in the Senate last year by Republican Mike Lee of Utah. That one's been read twice and sent on to the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, but to date, no action has been taken. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.